When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And just a little downtown music to get you in the spirit of great Southern restaurants. Taylor Dawson is here with us this morning to tell us about everything that's happening in February and March and a lot.
A lot.
I'm guessing yes. A lot. Good morning to you.
Good morning to everyone. Grits Girl Party of One today.
Grits Girl.
But we'll keep the Grits Girl Party alive.
That's okay. It's a capital G.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
Exactly.
You go, girl.
We'll get through this together.
We will. So tell me what is happening and how things are going.
Well, we'll recap Restaurant Week. Anybody who joined us for Restaurant Week last week,
thank you
so much for coming. It was a huge hit. We're busy at all of the restaurants, so I definitely wanted to shout that out and say thank you guys for attending if you were able to stop by one restaurant or if you tasted all the different menus.
Well, before you get going here, tell us what the restaurants are that are part of Great Southern Restaurants.
Great Southern Restaurants. We are the Fish House in Atlas, Oyster House, Angelina's Ristorante Italiano, Jackson's Steakhouse, and Five Sisters Blues Cafe. Little something for everybody.
I know. Some of the best in town, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. So we'll jump into our first event because we do have a lot to talk about. I know this feels like downtime right after the holidays, but not for us.
No.
So the first event we have in the hopper is Atlas Beverage Class. Atlas Beverage Class always falls the day after I speak to you guys.
ABC.
Yep. The first Thursday of every month. And our theme this month is Johnny Walker Scotch.
Ooh.
It is tomorrow. And I feel like every time I bring it up, I always have bad news. But this time it is good news. We are not completely sold out. We do still have availability for 7 o'clock.
Oh, great. And where is that held?
Atlas Oyster House.
Atlas, okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you've never heard of ABC, that's what we call Atlas Beverage Class, ABC. Our goal with this event is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer. You know, I say it every month, and I will say it every month for the rest of my life, especially here in Pensacola, too. Every time you turn around, there is something new, and it definitely started booming right before COVID and right after COVID. Breweries, wineries, distilleries, all over the place. So we want to keep you up to date on what is new right here in our backyard. We do reach out to some regionals every once in a while, but whether it's a brewery, a winery, a distillery, we want to teach you a little bit about them and, of course, eat and drink all of the tasty things. So the classes are held at Atlas Oyster House, like I said, on our Harbor View deck overlooking Pensacola Bay. It's the first Thursday of every month. We have 2 class times, 1 at 5 and 1 at 7 o'clock. And our classes will consist of 4 beverage tastings to complement each beverage. And our executive chef of Atlas Oyster House, Jason Hughes, and our pastry chef of the Fish House, David Williams, have created, I'm going to put it in air quotes. I know y'all can't see me. 4 small plates. They are not small plates. They are not small plates. You will not be leaving hungry. I promise
got
you
the
that.
Air quotes disclaimer going on.
You will
on.
Be leaving with to-go boxes. I can guarantee it. And classes are going to cover the basics as well as specific information regarding the history of whoever we're featuring. In this case, Johnny Walker Scotch, as well as the beverages they will be providing. Like I said, the 2 class times, 5 and 7. For tomorrow, we have availability for 7 o'clock. Each class runs about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes long. First class promptly at 5, second class promptly at 7. And get this, class cost is $30 per person.
That's all?
$30 per person for 4 courses.
Wow.
Plus and tax and gratuity.
Okay. And tasting the JWR.
Yes. And in addition, throughout the class, participants will be prepared for pop quizzes. I'm your teacher. How scary is that?
I don't know. You're probably a great teacher. What are you talking about?
It's definitely a fun time. I always have to. So I host these classes. And we'll do a little trivia round during dessert where you have the opportunity to win some fun prizes from whoever we're featuring. And let me tell you something. They get competitive.
Oh,
it is competitive, but
okay.
It is so much fun. And it's something laid back, easy to do on a Thursday night. So I will be your point of contact for reservations to make yours. give me a call, 850-287-0200, or you can shoot me a text. And of course, you can always reach out to me via email, taylor@goodgrits.com. That's T-A-Y-L-O-R at goodgrits, G-O-O-D-G-R-I-T-S.com. Now, so that's tomorrow, but okay. While we're on the subject, since they do sell out, especially when it starts getting warmer, I do want to run through the rest of the semester really quick.
Oh, good,
so I can
good.
Get you on the books.
Yeah.
If it's something you've been wanting to sign up for. March 5th, we are featuring Assassinato Tequila. So that's going to be next month. They are based right here in Pensacola. We love to call them. We have them popular demand every month. We like to call them those crazy tequila boys. They are so much fun.
Could they be anything else?
Nope. No, I will not let them. It is a rowdy, fun time with those guys. So that's March 5th. And right now I do still have availability for both class times, 5 and 7 o'clock. April 7th, we're featuring carbless ready-to-drink cocktails. Like I said, I still have availability for both class times through the rest of the semester, but definitely sign up if you haven't already. Do not hesitate. Don't procrastinate because they do sell out pretty quickly. May 7th, we're featuring Southbound Tequila. June 4th, which will wrap up the spring semester. It's going to be June 4th. We're featuring Rollins Distillery based out of Gulf Breeze.
Oh, cool. I love that you're using the local folks.
Oh, that's always a really fun one, too, and it sells out pretty quickly. So, like I said, if you do want to make reservations for tomorrow or any class throughout the rest of the semester, you'll reach out to me, Taylor, 850. I just forgot my phone number. 287-0200 or taylor@goodgrits.com. And then, moving into a very important holiday... Mark your calendars if you haven't, especially if it's your role in your relationship for Valentine's Day.
Trying to give folks a heads up on this, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, it is right around the corner.
Yep.
I always like to say, like, be the hero of your relationship. If it's not normally your role, let it be your role. But sometimes it's got to fall on the gents. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, this is an easy one. You can't miss this one. Mm-mm. There's plenty of support out there.
And plenty of options.
Right.
So all of our restaurants will be open for Valentine's Day. That is Saturday, February 14th.
So great, because you know what? It's awful when it's on Monday.
Oh, I know.
Or Tuesday. But this way, you really could have a wonderful day.
Perfect
could plan the
way
whole
to
day.
Celebrate. And a
go
lot
out
of,
to eat.
Yes, and a lot of the specials that we have, we'll have for the whole weekend. So if you're not able to make it out Friday, we have Valentine's Day features for Saturday and Sunday as well.
Excellent. So okay, tell us all about them.
Let's go over some of those. We'll start with Fish House and Atlas. Our executive chef, Jason Hughes, has prepared a special appetizer feature that will be available for both lunch and dinner and brunch. It's going to be baked oysters, a yaya with roasted Gulf Coast oysters topped with applewood bacon and portobello mushroom cream.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
We haven't even gotten through the first one yet.
When you and Maria, when she's here, start doing the menus. I'm hungry by 9:30. It's just not fair.
Our New Year's resolutions have gone out the window already.
Exactly.
We haven't even made it a month yet.
But this is one of those dates. If you've been trying, you know, you did the resolution, but you get a break, you have a pass on Valentine's Day night.
Special occasion.
Yes. Absolutely.
Celebrate yourself.
That's right.
Smoked Gouda cheese and buttered breadcrumbs for
that sounds good.
And in addition to our standard lunch menu, we'll have a Scottish salmon, apple, and Brussels sprout salad featuring Scottish salmon filet served over a salad of shaved Brussels sprouts, arugula, Stilton blue cheese, spiced walnuts, dried cherries, and shaved red onions tossed in Creole cane vinaigrette. And moving on to dinner, we'll have... Of course, our regular standard dinner menus with a special feature, which will be potato-wrapped crab stuffed grouper featuring Gulf Black grouper filet stuffed with lump crab salad and wrapped in crispy potato, served over rustic root vegetable ratatouille and topped with exotic mushroom caper butter sauce.
I really need some background music for you.
We should start doing that.
Symphony music going on underneath. They're talking about all this beautiful food. Oh, my gosh.
To go with our theme song. Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We can't forget about dessert. Our pastry chef, David Williams, has prepared a special dessert. It's going to be guava cheesecake with cinnamon graham crust, triple chocolate, passion fruit coulis, and roasted strawberries. So that's going to be for both Fish House and Atlas, all those features for both restaurants. And then moving on to Jackson's, we'll be open for lunch service from 11 to 2 and dinner service beginning at 5 p.m. on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
In addition to our standard menus over there, Chef Jeremiah Taylor will offer a special Valentine's Day feature, which will be available, like I said, all weekend, Friday through Sunday. And that's going to be Petite Surf and Turf featuring 6-ounce petite filet with béarnaise sauce, broiled half-cold water lobster tail with drawn butter, whipped potatoes, and asparagus. I forgot to mention this with Fish House and Atlas. How could I forget? We are walk-ins over there, but at Jackson's, definitely make your reservation if you haven't already. Give them a call, 850-469-9898, to check for availability.
And I do have a question for you about Jackson's, because it's on Palafox in that corner there. Would you have recommendations for parking?
There, you know what? If you haven't been downtown yet, there is parking very conveniently all around outside of Palafox. And if you look, City of Pensacola, we don't have it pinned on our socials, but we have... If you're familiar with Instagram, we do the reshare feature. They have maps where there's free city parking and then different parking lots all around to get you to the closest place you're going.
Right, because there's a lot of parking behind Jackson's in the back. Yeah,
we're very lucky, too. We're on the very end of Palafox.
Right, right. Okay, just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like I said, definitely check out the city's social media. They have really great resources for parking.
Great suggestion. If you just joined us, talking with Taylor Dawson, one of the Good Grits girls, who is here with Great Southern Restaurants, telling us about all the exciting things happening in February. So if you've got a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620.
All right. Valentine's Day. Moving on to Five Sisters. In addition to our current menus, Executive Chef Josh Rich will feature more Valentine's Day features that will be available for the entire weekend, Friday through Sunday. Our appetizer option is going to be sautéed mussels served in a creamy wine sauce with tomatoes and garlic. The special entree feature will be a Marry Me chicken pasta. Yum, that is my favorite. And that's my favorite thing to come out of 2025, is Marry Me chicken pasta.
Don't mind me drooling over here, please.
And for dessert, we'll have a chocolate chip brownie with ice cream and syrup.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Moving on to Angelina's. For Valentine's Day, we'll be open for dinner service from 4 to 10 p.m. And in addition to our standard dinner menu, Chef Ian Gillette will feature Valentine's Day entrees and desserts that will be available for that entire weekend as well. So for the dinner entree, it's going to be a 32-ounce porterhouse for two, and it's a classic Tuscan preparation, the ultimate steak, car for sharing.
Gosh, that's
perfect
huge.
For Valentine's Day.
32 ounces is huge.
I can't even picture it.
I think it's about good for four people. It's two people.
And featuring both a tender filet and rich marbled strip on the bone. Ours will be fire grilled and finished with Tuscan olive oil, fresh herbs, and flaky sea salt. Served with Italian salsa verde, blistered cherry tomatoes, herbed fingerling potatoes, and grilled zucchini. And of course, dessert, we can't forget it, flourless chocolate espresso torte.
Oh, yum.
We will need reservations over at Angelina's and for Jackson's. To make yours at Angelina's, I would check for availability. 850-542-8398. So let me recap. Valentine's Day will be open at all of the restaurants. Specific hours, everything we talk about today, if you aren't able to text or call in, every single thing is on our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Once you search, everything pops up on the right-hand side, every press release, every detail, every menu, everything. I always like to say it was made Taylor proof.
Clever.
I can do it. You can do it. But yes, reservations will be necessary.
So you probably want to do that today. It's February 4th. It's only 10 days away. So if you wait, you'll regret it.
Ooh, 10 days away. And then we are walk-ins only at Five Sisters, Fish House, and Atlas.
Okay. So get ready for Valentine's.
That's get ready a lot. For Valentine's, yes.
And but there's more.
There's more. It doesn't stop there. And of course, too, if you ever have any questions, you can always reach out to me, Taylor at goodgrits.com. Let's talk Pensacon.
I know. The next weekend, right after Valentine's weekend.
Yep. We are gearing up for Pensacon. And if you've never heard of Pensacon, it is Pensacola's Comic Convention or Comic-Con. That's going to be, the actual convention is Friday, February 20th through Sunday, February 22nd. And, of course, at the Fish House, we'll feature three nights of themed decor.
Which I love.
Drink specials, photo opportunities, and, of course, plenty of fun and magic. But we will be decorated that Monday. Monday, I believe, is February 16th when you come in for lunch. So if you came and had dinner on Sunday night, just regular old 14th. Fish House.
Okay.
And then if you come in on Monday for lunch, you're completely transported to Hogwarts.
So you go right from Valentine's Day to the outer galaxy.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You get me.
I still think one of my favorite things that they do for Pensacon is the intergalactic airport.
Yeah.
Yep. Someone was telling me they flew in. I was talking to yesterday
you're
and said,
like, what the heck?
And they had Stargate at all the gates. Uh-huh. And so I thought, what a clever. They're so great.
Yes.
So great.
It's fun how the whole community participates.
Oh, yes. And I love that your restaurants do things to support it.
And that's one reason we love doing it, too. It is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I will just tell you guys that.
It's a quick
right
turnaround
now.
One day.
It is. It is a lot, but it's worth it when you see everybody's faces and everybody's so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the actual convention at the Bay Center will be Friday through Sunday. We will be all decked out at the Fish House beginning Monday, February 16th, and we'll once again be transformed into Harry Potter's Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. You can count on seeing all of your Hogwarts favorites, including plenty of potions, Quidditch, we have take-home wands, and a quick stroll through Diagon Alley, if that's what you fancy. Our entire team's going to be dressed up and joining in on the fun. You can take a selfie with a life-size Dementor. Have you seen this wizard posters?
Oh my goodness.
And also, do we have our own sorting hat, which is always a lot of fun.
And where will that be again?
At the Fish House.
At the Fish House. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And of course, we'll have our famous drink specials at the Fish House, including our Goblet of Fire, which you can check out on our socials. It is a huge goblet that serves four. And get this. We light it on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so much fun. It's a fun social media moment for anybody.
Absolutely.
We also have our truth serum potion.
Oh, I'd like to get a hold of that.
There you go.
I've got some questions.
That's too scary. Depends on who you're with, right?
That's right. I got some questions.
And of course, classic Butterbeer. We have an adult version and a version for the kiddos as well. So many more, but I will say, so we're going to be decorated Monday through Sunday.
Have fun.
Drink specials will only be available for the weekend. So that's Friday through Sunday, which are the days of the convention.
Okay.
But if you want to come check it out, take pictures, you can do that throughout the entire week.
Sounds like a blast.
Yes, and we're just a few blocks away from the Bay Center, and Pensacon provides a trolley service to and from our complex.
Oh, excellent.
So if you need to hitch a ride,
that's great.
You can definitely do that from the convention. So definitely come check it out. We started working and crafting our Pensacon decorations, goodness, when I started on the marketing team, I think that was 2014.
It's been a lot. I mean, 10 years at least.
And we've built on it every year, so it just gets bigger and better. It's a lot of fun. Definitely come check it out. It's so much fun for kids, adults, everybody. And also, too, you never know who you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm,
We've been lucky enough to host so many of Pensacon celebrity guests for dinner, and we're proud to be a signature restaurant for Pensacon. With hundreds of celebrities joining us every year, we are famous for posting in real time whenever celebrities are there. So I don't know.
That's so watch your social media in case you've got somebody you want to see.
Yes, and also, too, I've gotten to meet so many cool people.
Oh, cool.
I always love telling stories. I've met my favorite Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
There's writers, artists. Oh my gosh, this year too, which we'll go through some people on the list.
There's so many this year.
So exciting. We have the mom, Cara, I think her name's Cara Buono. Excuse me if I'm saying her last name wrong. She's a mom from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first crushes of all time, Tom Welling. He's from Smallville, but also if you watch him in Cheaper by the Dozen, there's so many great people coming. I think Jack Osborne's coming, Ozzy Osbourne.
I know. He looks good these days.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I always love telling the story of I met Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, how fun.
The Hulk. And when I met him, I didn't know what to expect. I was very excited to meet him. My mom's obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I sat down, he did an astrological read on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yes. He was like, I know you're a Scorpio. And he predicted my relationship ending. It was the funniest story that I left Pensacon with. But yeah, you never know who you're going to see.
You never
know who you're going to meet. And we really do. I will reiterate this a million times. We love Pensacon because it's one of those events that brings our already close community even closer together. Mm-hmm. And we love being a part of that whenever we can at Great Southern. So, like I said, it's an event that's so much fun for everyone. Adults, kiddos, everyone. If you're into Harry Potter, if you're not, it's so much fun. And I really hope to see you there.
Yes, for sure.
Please come enjoy all the decorations, all the blood, sweat, and tears from and the Grits Girls.
Dress up. Be a part of the fun.
Yep, the staff's going to be dressed up. It's going to be so much fun. So that's right around the corner as well, the week after Valentine's Day, which also, too, if Harry Potter's your thing, you could do a week after Day celebration.
Definitely.
And moving on to our next event, it's actually going to be March.
Okay.
And it is the World is Your Oyster dinner over at Atlas Oyster House.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yes. Back by popular demand, executive chef Jason Hughes and Atlas Oyster House are proud to present the World is Your Oyster on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30, featuring special guest Brandon Smith, who's our friend from Grayson Bay Oyster Company based out of Gulf Breeze. Staying local once again, and our friend Zach and a few other speakers from Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary Program. So our executive chef, Jason Hughes, will once again present a family-style oyster dinner event and share stories of the Gulf, his favorite oyster recipes and experiences. Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary Program and Grayson Bay Oyster Company will also be on hand to speak about their missions, history, and of course, education and the importance of restoration of Pensacola and Perdido Bay's watersheds.
That should be interesting and delicious.
It is. And this event, I say this every single time we have this event, I love that it was designed to be 100% interactive. And I always stress to everyone in attendance, please raise your hand, ask plenty of questions. It's what the whole event is about. And eating great food, of course. So on that note, let's go over the menu together. For the table, we have our Atlas House salad with bread service. For our amuse-bouche, it is going to be our oysters and bubbles, which is half-shell tidal guides, which are Pensacola local oysters, Bowfin caviar, Prosecco, and pink peppercorn mignonette, paired with a Brut rosé. For the first course, is going to be our smoked oyster vol-au-vent, which will be smoked Gulf Coast oysters, applewood bacon, and portobello mushroom cream, puff pastry shell, paired with Oyster City Mill Pond Blonde Ale. That's the first course. Moving on to our second course.
Okay, I'm done.
We haven't even made it to the second course yet,
Meg.
Oh,
my goodness.
It's going to be bourbon brown butter grilled oysters. That's going to be char-grilled New England oysters, bourbon-infused brown butter, cracked pepper, cilantro, lime zest, paired with Oyster City Hooter Brown Ale. Third course will be a potato-wrapped grouper, which will feature Gulf Black grouper, filet, rustic root potatoes, rustic root vegetable ratatouille, little tongue twister for 9 a.m.
True.
Goodness. Seared oyster mushrooms, Gulf Coast oyster cream sauce paired with J Vineyard's Brut Cuvée, and to finish, chocolate oyster. Now, when I say chocolate oyster, you're probably scared, right? I can only imagine what's running through your head, a salty, briny oyster with chocolate. No. It's a totally edible white and dark chocolate shell, dark chocolate mousse, strawberry passion fruit mignonette, white chocolate pearls, pearled sugar. It is beautiful. It's completely edible. It looks like there's salt on the plate. It's so, we have a photo of it on our socials too if you haven't checked it out. The event cost is $65 per person on that. And you will reach out to me to make your reservations. Taylor, 850-287-0200 or Taylor at goodgrits.com.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're just about out of time here. So maybe perfect we should timing. Get everybody the contact info so they can find out these recipes, the menus, everything.
All the information.
Menus and
everything's on greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Once you search it, everything will pop up on the right-hand side. Like I said, it is tailor-proof and easy to use. And of course, if you have any questions about anything we talked about today, you can always reach out to me, Taylor at goodgrits.com, 850-287-0200. 287-0200. Feel free to call me or shoot me a text.
Oh my gosh. Boy, that was a quick half hour. I'm so hungry now. It's just not fair.
I'm so sorry.
Well, give my best to Maria.
I absolutely will.
Taylor Dawson does such a beautiful job as one of the Good Grits girls, keeping us posted on all that's happening with great Southern restaurants. What are those five restaurants again?
The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's Steakhouse, Five Sisters Goose Cafe, and Angelina's Ristorante Italiano.
There you go. Thank you, Taylor. This is Pep Talk.